For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams. China has issued a white paper on Tibet, reaffirming current regional ethnic autonomous policy ahead of the 50th anniversary of the foundation of Tibet's autonomous region. The white paper says practice has shown regional ethnic autonomy conforms to the fundamental interests of all ethnic groups in Tibet. It says Tibet's traditional culture is well protected and freedom of religious belief in the region is also respected and protected. It also notes the 14th Dalai Lama's continued separatist activities violate the constitution of China and its state system. Democratic reform was carried out in Tibet in 1959 and regional ethnic autonomy came into practice in the region in 1965. A joint drill between the air forces of China and Pakistan has begun in China. The Chinese contingent includes fighter jets, fighter bombers and early warning planes, while its Pakistani counterpart dispatch fighter jets and early warning planes. A Chinese military spokesperson says the joint exercise is part of a series of military exchange programs between the two air forces, adding that China's air force was willing to expand the scope of cooperation with various countries. The first such drill was held in Pakistan in March 2011, the second in China's western Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region in September 2013, and the third was held in Punjab, Pakistan in May last year. China's central bank governor has said that due to the recent corrective process in China's stock market, a more stable financial market can be expected. Zhou Xiaochuan made this comment during the G20 finance ministers and central bank governors meeting in Turkey. The assuring remarks follow concerns over China's financial stability, stoked by the recent round of adjustments. In the last trading day, the key Shanghai index settled at 3,160.17 points, declining nearly 40% from its June peak and wiping out most of this year's gains. Zhou pointed out that the government has rolled out a string of policies, including central bank liquidity support, to arrest the freefall and have helped prevent systematic risks. A ship has ferried nearly 2,500 migrants to the port of Piraeus from the Greek island of Lesbos. The Eleftherios Venizelos, chartered by the Greek government, is trying to ease mounting pressure from the migrant influx on the islands near the Turkish coast. The move comes one day after violent scuffles between migrants and policemen took place at Lesbos's port. About 200 migrants threw stones at police after they were not allowed to board a passenger ferry. Police then responded with tear gas. Greece has seen a surge in the number of refugees arriving by rubber dinghies from neighbouring Turkey, with aid agencies estimating some 2,000 crossing over daily this month. Statistics show that over 13,000 migrants and refugees have been ferried from the eastern islands to Athens since Monday. Most make their way north to the border with Macedonia and from there to central and western Europe. Syrian authorities have secured 300,000 artefacts from archaeological sites across Syria. Syria's Antiquities and Museums Department says the secured artefacts include 400 statues from the ancient city of Palmyra in central Syria. It adds that 95% of the artefacts of Palmyra have been secured. Palmyra, Syria's millennia-old oasis city, was stormed by the Islamic State last May. Since then, several ancient temples and tombs have been destroyed. The U.S. Army has launched an investigation into a bloody pillow fight at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. The pillow fight held on August 20th led to 24 cadets suffering from concussions and others suffering injuries including a broken nose, a dislocated shoulder and a broken cheekbone. The U.S. Army authorities said in a statement that they never condone any activity that results in intentional harm to a teammate. More than 100 Taliban militants have been killed in fresh military operations across Afghanistan in the past 24 hours. The country's defense ministry said on Sunday morning that 103 armed Taliban members were killed as a result of the operations. The security forces also recovered and defused several roadside bombs and landmines, in addition to seizing weapons and ammunition. The Taliban insurgent group has yet to make any comments. Those were your latest headlines. For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams.